This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. May the peace and blessings of Allah be upon you all. We have reached the 11th part of the Quran, the 11th juz, chapter 10, verse 24, the chapter of Yunus alayhi salam, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives a parable or an example using the dunya with example about the dunya with the objects of vegetation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, after a'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, إنما مثل الحياة الدنيا كما إن أنزلناه من السماء فاختلط به نبات الأرض مما يأكل الناس والأنعام. The first portion of the verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala paints the picture for you. He says, the parable of this dunya is like water that we send down from the sky, in which the plants of the earth mix with it, from which mankind and animals eat from. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is showing you, firstly, that He is the provider, that He is the one that sends the water down to further bring forth plants and vegetation, which we and animals, we being humans and animals, indulge upon and use it to eat it. مِمَّا يَأْكُلُ النَّاسُ وَالْأَنْعَامُ, from what mankind and from what cattle and livestock eat from. حَتَّى إِذَا أَخَذَتِ الْأَرْضُ زُخْرُفَهَا وَزَيَّنَتْ, until the earth takes from it and is beautified, is adorned, and beautifies itself and is beautified. Right? So mankind eats from it and animals. And as some scholars mention, when the earth becomes beautiful, mankind takes and indulges upon it. And this is the parable, that the dunya is like this vegetation. It is like these crops. It is like the beautification of the earth. In other words, the beauty of the dunya, the beauty of this worldly life that we take. And if we don't watch ourselves, it could destroy us. And that's where Allah continues on to say when He says, حَتَّى إِذَا أَخَذَتِ الْأَرْضُ زُخْرُفَهَا وَزَيَّنَتْ وَظَنَّ أَهْلُهَا أَنَّهُمْ قَادِرُونَ عَلَيْهَا, and the family of the dunya, the people of it, being the dunya, being us, we think that we are, as Allah terms, قَادِرُونَ عَلَيْهَا. قَادِر means able, but here it means have total authority over it. That we indulge upon the beautiful things of this life to the degree that, look, I own this property, it is mine. And I think I have full control over it, full control over its existence, and full control over its demise. But we want to keep it forever, and that's where we can be destroyed. Allah reminds you in the next portion of the verse, when He says, وَظَنَّ أَهْلُهَا أَنَّهُمْ قَادِرُونَ عَلَيْهَا أَتَاهَا أَمْرُنَا, our situation comes to them. أَتَاهَا أَمْرُنَا لَيْلًا أَوْ نَهَارًا فَجَعَلْنَاهَا حَصِيدًا. He said, our affair, meaning our authority, our legislation, our choice to keep it or cause it to finish, أَمْرُنَا لَيْلًا أَوْ نَهَارًا, in the night or in the day. And then He says, what exactly is an example of His authority in His affair? فَجَعَلْنَاهَا حَصِيدًا كَأَنْ لَمْ تَغْنَ بِالْأَمْسِ, and we made it like crop yields, basically the beginning stages, as though it never flourished yesterday. So He's showing you that, look, just as we brought it into existence, we can easily take it away. As soon as your heart clings to it, Allah can take it away in one night. Laylan o naharan, as though nothing ever happened before. There are portions of land you see, you never knew what took place before, the day before, a year before. That's how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looks at the dunya and wants you to understand the dunya. And only those that think and ponder are the ones that understand. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala concludes, كَذَلِكَ نُفَصِّلُ الْآيَاتِ لِقَوْمٍ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ. And this is the way that we paint a picture. and that we are descriptive with our verses, perhaps they will be, or for people that ponder. For people that ponder, they will take this previous example as a means of understanding the reality. So in conclusion, this beautiful verse reminds us that this world is temporary and that Allah is in control of this temporary nature of the earth, and that we are here to use it in that which is beneficial for us for the next life. Because as soon as we get involved with its zukhruf and tazyin, with its beautification and adornments, this is where we may destroy our own selves by thinking that we have some ultimate control. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us and make us of those that look at things for their real reality and use that reality to serve as a means to show gratitude to Him. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thank you.